This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists are getting nuttier and nuttier because their plot to take out President Trump is essentially ending. It's done. Their gooses are cooked. And pretty soon, you're going to watch many of them do the perp walk. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We've been talking about this for a while, and I know people are starting to get a bit skeptical, but hang in there because it will come to fruition. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. The candidates are getting more, what's the word I'm looking for? They're getting more afraid. They're getting more desperate. That's a good one. They're getting more desperate. Kamala Harris talked about a 10-hour-a-day school day. Yeah, see, here's what she says. According to The Hill, Harris's Family-Friendly Schools Act would create a pilot program to give schools funds to stay open during the entire workday throughout the school year, as well as invest over $1 billion to boost summer learning programs. Now, I want you to understand, this is an education system. It isn't educating kids during the time it has them, so it wants more time. And this is Kamala Harris, who's now fallen down to 3%. She's dangerously close to not even being any relevant anymore. She was in the top, what, 4 or 5 for a while? Maybe even the top 3. Now she's dropped down to irrelevant, which, by the way, is exactly what I predicted. I'm not going to say that because I didn't predict she'd ever ascend. But I know she would no longer be relevant, and I knew for a fact, with 100% certainty, that she would not be the Democrats' nominee. Now, the question you may be asking now is, who will be? I don't know. That's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about Kamala Harris being at 3%. And now starting to initiate new ideas because she's fishing. She's looking for anything. So she's back to education. She's off of the Me Too movement. She's off of racial stuff, except she does claim that the reason she's at 3% is because America doesn't want her. They don't want a black woman. They don't want a woman. They don't want a black aunt. I already had one of those. And she sounds like Hillary Clinton. And she's not lost the presidency. She's only lost the ability to get a nomination. Who is she blaming? Yeah. Here's what she went on to say. She said the act would lift the burden off of parents who have to juggle between a working schedule and taking care of children. Let me tell you something. That is a part of parenthood. If you make it so easy that parents don't have to sacrifice, why have parents? I'm just going to ask you this question. If you have kids, have you had to not do something you wanted to do because you had to go take care of the kids? Maybe, I'll give you an example. Me, weekends were shot. Kids, oh, he's got travel ball. So he's playing certainly Saturday, and it began at 8 o'clock in the morning, hours drive, 7 o'clock, had to be there an hour in advance at 7, so you're leaving at 6 to get there at 7 so you can play a game at 8. If they win that game, they may have to play another game at noon, so you're waiting around. They play that game at noon, hour back. Then the next morning, he's in the winner's bracket. You got to go Sunday to some other godforsaken location an hour away from you and do and rinse and repeat. In some cases, they play as many as 3 games. Your weekends are gone. If you ever got a kid to play travel ball, whether it's baseball, basketball, whatever, soccer, you know what I'm talking about. And let me tell you what you did. You did it. You didn't gripe. You got up in the morning. You worked. You did it. And let me tell you what you did leading up to that. If it was me, and I'm talking about my son, my youngest son's a baseball player, took him to the batting cage. He's hitting balls, balls, balls. I'm videotaping. We're sitting down at home looking at his swing. We're getting with a coach that goes, okay, good swing here, bad swing here. Elevated your shoulder. You dropped your shoulder, whatever. He's going through that. Then you take him to his pitching coach or his catching coach or whatever. Then you take him to practice twice a week, which is at least 45 minutes away because you can't get fields. So the coaches are just looking for any field they can get. And it's always a different location. It isn't like some little town where you go to the same park every single time. And there's only three teams. You're all over the map. And then you're doing practice games. There's clinics, etc. You are a parent to that. And you know what you do? You do it. You don't say to the government, make it easy on me. You do it. It's an inconvenience. You know how many times I told my son, I'd say something like, you know, he'd get upset because he couldn't hit the ball the way he wanted to or whatever. And then I'd be practicing with him and he's lazy. And I'd look at him, I'd say, look, I don't need to be out here in 110 degree heat for you to be lazy. I got things to do. I'm not trying to get a baseball deal. I don't care if I ever hit another ball, catch another ball, whatever. I'm done. I'm out here doing this for you. Either you want to do it or you don't. If you don't, I'm going to go do something I want to do. But he asked me, would you come throw? Would you come help me shag ball? You know, whatever. Well, can you come with me to hit? Can you help? Yeah. Never know. Yes. The government isn't going to go. Yeah, but she wants more of you to get some of that stellar education Kamala Harris does. 10 hours a day, minimum. So the parents have more time. Make it easy on them. They shouldn't need to fight traffic. They shouldn't need to be held to artificial, you know, things like time. Be here by 5 o'clock to get your kid when we can extend it to 7. Why not make it 24/7? Why do the kids even need to go home? I mean, let's just make it super easy. She says, my mother raised my sister and me while working demanding long hours. So I know firsthand that for many working parents, juggling between school schedules and work schedules is a common cause of stress and financial hardship. But it doesn't have to be the case. My bill provides an innovative solution that will help reduce the burden of child care on working families. And you want to know what that burden is? She's going to move it to you. She's going to move it to the people that would never ask. If you say to me, Kevin, you could easily go get in a program that would let somebody take your child to here, buy this, do that, go to pray. And I'd say, really? Just show me that program. Show me how that program is going to work. And my kid, you know, I come home from a road trip, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, and he says, Dad, come out and let me hit some balls. Because we do these little bitty balls, and he uses a small bat. And it helps him get his hand-eye coordination, which he's excellent at it, by the way. And, you know, I toss these little balls to him. I'd like to know when the government helper is going to show up for that. Because it would probably be Tuesday if before the government showed up. But what I like about this is Kamala Harris thinks that these types of innovative ideas are going to break through for her so she can climb back up the ranks when she should just realize the futility of what she's doing. She's never going to be president, and neither is any other Democrat. Anyway, we got a great show for you today. I'm glad you're with me. KJRadio.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't have any issue with a person being gay. Any. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't have any. If a gay person wants to be in a relationship with somebody that is a stronger bond than marriage, God bless them. God bless them. I don't have a problem with it. I maybe did years ago when, you know, I hadn't really thought about it I was getting ancillary information, anecdotal stuff, but when I meet people, I don't know what they are. Many of the people that were my friends are my friends from, you know, the past. Some of them it turns out they were gay. I had no idea. They were good people. And when I found out, I didn't care. I mean, I won't tell you this. I mean, well, I'm going to tell you that I don't know what I'm thinking about this, but here's the deal. I have thought about the gay issue, and I know for a fact that while I don't have any inclination, zero, to be gay, I don't care if you do. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I think many people believe as I do, feel as I do. They don't have any issue with the LGBT community. to have issue with the ferocity at which these people want to make their cause something we all have to adopt. And I mean, look, I understand their, I really do. I understand them saying, why can't you teach our lifestyle in the second grade? It's not that big of a deal. We exist in all that. I get that they're saying that. The problem is, I don't want people teaching any ideology about sex in the second grade. I don't want them teaching heterosexual. If you want to write a book about your mom or your dad and they're depicted as a girl or a female, what does it matter in this day and time when we don't, you know, long hair doesn't mean you're a girl. Short hair doesn't mean you're a dude. So if it's mommy and daddy or, you know, does it really matter? And if gay people want to write a book that goes, mommy has two, you know, Danny has two daddies or Susie has two mommies, then fine, but don't mandate that my child have to read that book. Get it? Now, they could then kick back, Kevin, I don't want to read your heterosexual books. Okay, no problem. Don't read them. If you're gay or you want your child to be gay, don't read about heterosexuality. No problem. Because, and I get the point. Well, it's a hetero world. Yeah, it's a hetero world because it's the natural world. That's the way the world works. The world does not work if everybody's gay. Just a fact of nature. So, deal with it. It's like, oh, well, you're a man. You're supposed to be able to lift more than me. Okay, so, I mean, I'm speaking of a guy talking to a feminist. You're supposed to be able to be stronger or be faster. Okay? So why are you mad? If you can't be that, what do you... I mean, there are many things I can't be. I can't be 6'4". I don't get mad about it. I don't want rules to change because of my height. But that's what these special interest groups do. And I don't get this. And I'm sure you do. And I'm bringing all this up because I saw this report about the LGBT representing 10.2% of broadcast series regular characters. It said with the 2017 Gallup survey of over 340,000 people found that 4.5% of the population identified as LGBT. And I think that's high from what it used to be for a variety of reasons. No reason to get into it because I don't want to get a field. But in television, the LGBT characters, they say, are overrepresented by 227%. GLAAD demands that 20% of TV characters be LGBT. That's what they demand. And it constitutes an overrepresentation of roughly 4.5 times the actual LGBT population. The population being 4.5%, GLAAD wanting 20% of LGBT. There is a lobby out there that says make 20% of the characters you see in commercials, TV, whatever, homosexual. Now, again, I'll play devil's advocate. Kevin, these other people are heterosexual. Not true. You see two dudes sitting at a table having lunch or watching sports. You can't presume that those guys are just buddies. College buddies getting together for a beer. They may be lovers. So, you know, you see a couple walking, a heterosexual couple walking, doesn't mean they're together. But we now have to recognize, I want you to understand what I'm saying. They want overtly for you to know these two people, these two men or these two women are together. And there is a lobby that wants to mandate it. And right now it's 20%. What's it going to be in a year? 5 years. They're going to want 25%? 30%? What's your lobby doing? What's your heterosexual lobby doing? I made a thing a few years back called the Not Gay Movement. And I did it as a tongue-in-cheek poke at all things gay. Especially those coming out and being declared heroes. I couldn't stand that. Of course, I got kicked off Facebook. I've explicitly said, we do not hate gays. We just happen to love being not gay. We were explicit. We mean no harm to the gays, to the LGBT. But the NGMW have a different agenda. And they would ask and write, and I would explain it. I'd say, I don't care what you do. I just want to love on me. Pardon the pun. It don't make me gay. And they shut me down. Complaints on top of complaints. And now this group wants 20% of TV time to be dedicated to them. I don't know how you do that. You show a guy kissing every 15 seconds on a commercial. I don't know how you do it. But it's an overrepresentation. They don't care. So what is an overrepresentation by 227%, as they said in this report? So what it is? Deal with it, heterosexuals. But what about when it's 40% and they're only 10, you know, I don't know if it's going to grow. I don't think the gay population can grow. I think for those who claim they're born gay, that's a small percentage. Some can be made gay, whatever the number is. Let's say it's 2% are born gay and 2% are made gay. Whatever. Use whatever number you want. It's a finite, unless you're making them, you know, by molestation and things like that, unless you're making people gay, it's a pretty small number and always will be. Has been through history. It's been acceptable in many times in history. The Romans, who ruled more of the earth than any other culture, were openly gay. Many of them, the Greeks, openly gay. And yes, have they been ridiculed and criticized and ostracized and all kinds of stuff throughout history? Yes, but not here, not us. I mean, their fight is in the Middle East. It's not in America. And maybe it's in Middle Earth if you're one of those fans, but it isn't here. But all they do is they want to promote this agenda that isn't a humanist agenda. It's not about everybody. It's about promoting a lifestyle. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3 more days of public hearings are expected this week in the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio says this whole entire process has been unfair.
What we're going to do is focus on getting the truth out, and it's not as easy for our side. These are all Adam Schiff's witnesses, all the depositions that he did in the secret hearing, all the selective leaks they had. He can call witnesses when he wants. He even stopped us from asking questions.
Yeah, and
when we asked Colonel Vindman who he talked to after the July 25th call, a guy subpoenaed by Congress to answer congressional questions, and only Adam Schiff got to ask the questions he wanted.
Jordan speaking there on Fox News. Police are still trying to piece together what happened outside a Duncan, Oklahoma Walmart that led to three people, including the shooter, to be killed this morning. Police did not reveal if the suspects knew the victims, but they say there's no longer a danger to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, the irony of learning that a rapper, a guy who has no respect for women, certainly very little, and he checks his daughter's virginity. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back if you've been hanging in there with me. Lots on the plate. We've talked about, you know, these impeachment farce hearings. We may go into a little bit of the Senate if I so desire. I'm a little bored with it, to be honest with you, because I don't know what the Democrats expect to gain. I'll be more interested in it when it turns again, when it's, you know, when Trump continues to dominate the news cycle and finally spins this thing on the Democrats. At this point, I'm almost hopeful that it goes to the Senate so that the Senate can subpoena all the people leading up to this stuff that, Schiff wouldn't do. Schiff is a weasel, and he's a dangerous weasel, and I think many Democrats are beginning to see that this is a dangerous guy. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But I want to shift gears a little bit. I like to mix things up and talk a little bit about pop culture, because pop culture many times demonstrates the insanity of Democrats more so than anything else. See, they want you to believe that they are living these very different lives than we conservatives preach. My second book, Sexy Brilliance, dictated this. I named cases where people like Madonna share through a conniption when chastity became Chaz. Or Chad, or whatever he called himself. Chaz, I think, right? She threw a fit. This is a woman winning GLAAD Awards. This is the gay lesbian, you know, organization that's giving all kinds of GLAAD Awards. Cher's appearing on TV with all these gay characters, Will and Grace, and all this. And meanwhile, she doesn't like that her daughter, Chastity, wants to become a man. But she's winning awards in the gay community. And in the book, I contrasted her with Dick Cheney, whose daughter is gay. He's always been accepting of his daughter being gay. Always. But nope. That guess who the left wants to vilify, and guess who they want to exalt? Cheney gets vilified, and the real LGBT bigot, Cher, gets awards. And that's the way the left works. So I see this story, and I said, oh, the irony. A guy who makes his living sexualizing women in his music and his life, and he wants his daughter to be chaste. Same thing Madonna did. Madonna didn't want anybody, wouldn't even let Lourdes see her videos. Wouldn't let her see them. Lourdes, her daughter. She can't watch my videos. Your daughters could watch her videos and see her, you know, doing crazy stuff and always talking about sex and her interviews. She wouldn't let her daughter watch her own stuff. It's unbelievable. And now T.I., you probably don't even know who this guy is, but he's a popular rapper. I talked about him because he ripped K. Candace Owens a new one, not because he said anything great, but because he overshouted her. She didn't know how to handle the dude. So, you know, Candace is, he says, what do you mean make America great again? Go back to, you know, to this greatness. He says, America's never been great. And Candace wanted to go into a history lesson. America was great. Black people, black this, that, and I would have said, T.I., it was embarrassing how he acted and how she responded. Because she should have just said, T.I., why are you embarrassing yourself and embarrassing all of black culture? Why are you embarrassing everybody who's fought to build a country that has made you a multimillionaire? How are you embarrassing yourself? Let me ask your audience. Any of you like Beyonce? You like, what's his face? LeBron James? Thank the white man. T.I., you fans of this guy right here? Thank white people. 386,000 of them died in the Civil War, so this Negro right here can sit up on this stage, go out and make millions of dollars, and then criticize the very country in which he could do it. Where else do you think he could have been successful? That's what I would ask T.I. Where else could you have been as successful? Name me the African country, the country that would have been down with you, that would have helped get you out of poverty. Because we all know all these African countries are extricating black people out of poverty, right? Giving them a fair shot. Yeah, where could you go? Anybody that you are looking up to, I don't care if it's Stevie Wonder, if it's Beyonce, if it's, you know, whomever, name it. Michael Jordan, Kobe, Stephen Curry, Kaepernick. White people created them by freeing us. And then Republican white people freed us. They gave us our civil rights. And all you want to do is criticize. All you want to do is look for a reason to be a victim. You are a multimillionaire with TV shows, can go anywhere, do anything. Nowhere are you restricted. And yet, you got a problem. People in this audience would give a kidney to be in your shoes. They'd give body parts to live your life. And you want to sit here and talk about this country. I would have excoriated that dude, but she couldn't do it. And God forbid I would have known about this story. He was doing a podcast, Ladies Like Us, and he boasted that his daughter, Devaya, 18, hasn't had sex because he performs annual virginity checkups. And here was a quote. We have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her hymen. And what if her hymen is broken? Apparently, it's going to be hell to pay. But I remember years ago I talked about this. Maybe I talked about it on the show. Said a friend of mine, she broke her hymen riding a bicycle. She was riding too fast. She didn't stop. The bike hit the curb. She fell off the seat and hit that bar. You know how boys' bikes are? It has the bar across. Girls has the little dip. Boys have the bar. So she hit the bar, propelled her forward, hit her naughty bits on the front bar. And the bike, I guess, for all intents and purposes, took her virginity. But maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It's up to you to determine that. But here's what I will tell you. No bloody sheets for her on her honeymoon because it was all over her pants. And I remember as a kid going, what the heck? You know, like I had no idea what that was. You know, like why would she be bleeding from there? So that happened. And I was there the moment that it happened. But anyway, here's what T.I. went on to say. I would say as of her 18th birthday, her hymen is still intact. Which, by the way, doesn't mean that she's not having sex. Yeah, it doesn't mean that. I mean, who am I to quibble with such an accomplished rapper? But I know this. Bill Clinton redefined what sex is. And there are other places where she could have sex, if you know what I'm saying. I'm not trying to, I'm couching this in some selective language in case there are youngsters listening, but the point is, just because she hasn't had it there doesn't mean she hasn't had it. He went on to say, he described how he convinced his daughter to waive her privacy rights during the annual exams, and he says, the doctor is like, you know, sir, I have to, in order to share information. And I'm like, Devaya, they want you to sign this thing so we can share information. Is there anything you would not want me to know? See, Doc, ain't no problem. And here, I thought Republicans were the only people who threatened women into submission. But no, T.I. is. Mr. Anti-Trump, anti-Republican, anti-conservative T.I. says, hey, daughter, you going to give me permission or what? And she said, yeah, daddy. Okay, you see, doc, I got permission. Yeah, the same way Ike Turner got permission to whoop Tina, apparently. Yeah. But the left, they at least called him out on his comments. Hang on a second. I was hearing that noise through the microphone. But anyway, the left, they got upset, so here's what they said. No exaggeration. T.I. invading the space and humanity of his daughter like this is one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard. These are lefties going after Mr. Rapper. One person wrote, I am sick to my stomach. T.I. didn't bother to comment, but they said his daughter liked the comments in describing her father's comments as possessive, disgusting, and controlling. Meaning, his daughter saw those other comments and went, ooh, I like that somebody recognizes what I'm going through. Now, if T.I. was not a staunch liberal, let me put it a different way. If this were, let's say, Corey Lewandowski or... And I don't even know if he's a big one, but Trump Jr. Let's do that, because that's the equivalent. If it was Trump Jr. who made these comments about his daughter, do you think it would just be a few little nasty gram tweets? Most of you may not even know the story. Let me tell you why. You don't know who T.I. is. He's a rapper. You have no reason to know. The only reason why I keep up with crap like this is so I can always make a contrast for you to say, see how this works? This is how leftism works, and how if we did it, how it would be handled versus if they did it. I want you to understand the dynamics of this situation. Aside from the fact that a non-existent hymen isn't a sign that a woman's not a virgin, this story reeks on so many levels. Dude is like a Neanderthal trying to measure his daughter on, the fallacies around sex education. Public education.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I have also started to perhaps be more candid, talking about what I describe and what I believe to be the elephant in the room about my campaign.
What is that?
Electability.
What do you mean?
Electability. You know, essentially, is America ready for a woman and a woman of color to be president of the United States?
America was ready for a black man to be president of the United States.
And this conversation happened for him.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Kamala Harris lamenting her inability to become president of the United States. Her racism within her own party. Too stupid to realize that it's Democrats who aren't letting her in. She hasn't even gotten to the conservatives. She can't get past her own Democrats. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Interesting story. Where did I end it? Oh, didn't that happen for Barack Obama? Yeah, and that conversation happened for him. Oh, and what happened, Kamala Harris? He got elected. What she's telling you is, no, they didn't want a black man to be president, and they had the conversation about it. And, you know, and it came up, and it, and And then, wait a minute, Kamala. He made it. I want to continue because she continues to back herself into a corner. And then I want to circle back on all this stuff. Here's what the ultimate, I'm going to go ahead and get to the end game for you, okay? The ultimate thing here is Democrats will complain, they will itch and moan, okay? You know what I'm saying? About things that have already occurred. We can't have no black president. America don't want no black president. They will never let black. Oh, they got a black president? Okay. Well, hey, America ain't going to let no woman be president. Ain't going to let no black woman. Black people. Now she got to get rid of black, right? They're not going to let no woman be president. And at some point, there will be a woman president. But because it's not her, well, we got a problem. It's the elephant in the room. 844-551-8255. I want to play the rest of this clip. Or another piece of it, because I want to dissect it. I want to show you that you will never, ever please a Democrat. Well, I mean, I'll ask you. Well, what? So Kamala Harris will have you believe, and I know, I'm going to get to the clip. My producers keep like, I'm ready to hit the button. Okay, I get it. You hit the button when I tell you to hit the button. I'm the black man that was elected on this show, all right? So Kamala Harris is... I mean, the big beef was we couldn't elect a black president. Couldn't elect a black president. She, and I'm going to repeat this because I want to be clear. She ended the comment. The lady asked her, well, when you talk about we haven't had something, well, what about the Barack Obama? Well, we had to have that conversation, and we did have that conversation. And for whatever reason, America got crazy and decided to elect that fool. And the fallout is twofold. Number one, America learned its lesson. But before we even get to America, I want you to understand Democrat America. I talked about this the other day. Kamala Harris being too stupid to not realize that she's saying Democrats don't want a woman president. And we're going to get to that in this next part of the clip.
There is a lack of ability or a difficulty in imagining that someone who we have never seen can do a job that has been done, 45 times by someone who is not that person.
So I stopped it there because I wanted to make sure everybody understands that Kamala Harris is saying they don't want a woman. So she's already argued they don't want a black person, but they had to have that discussion. Well, Barack Obama got elected. Then, of her own party, she's going, well, they didn't want somebody 45 times. It's been a man. They didn't want a woman. Well, the Democrats gave us a woman. I mean, kind of. Gave us Hillary Clinton. What happened to her? She lost. At least Hillary can take her argument and say America wasn't ready for it. Kamala Harris can't even get out of a primary. So who is she blaming this woman thing on? Who is she blaming this black thing on? The woman thing's been done. The black thing's been done. But why is it the black woman can't get out of there? Maybe the glass ceiling falls on the Democrats. But I want to... Here's what's funny. She's in this complete statement, there's not one rational thing that Kamala Harris says that makes you go, now that makes sense. That makes sense. So let me continue. Let's get ready. I want to continue to let you hear the final part of what she says so you can understand how impossible it is for her to make it to the presidency.
I'll give you a story. I want to just give you a quick story to make this point. I was here in Iowa campaigning for Barack Obama.
And I was here.
Right. Okay, so you remember. It was the night before the caucuses, and I was like, tell me what else needs to be done. And they said, Kamala, there's this senior African-American home, residential home, nobody's gone to yet. Can you go there? And I said, of course. The lady who answers, there's a chain on the door that she keeps on. She wasn't expecting anybody. So I'm all exuberant. I'm Kamala Harris. I'm here for the caucuses tomorrow. Barack Obama is on the ballot. Will you come to the caucuses? And she looks at me without any expression, and she says, they're not going to let him win. And I looked at her, and all that in her 85-plus years, all that she has experienced and witnessed in terms of injustice, indignity. She wasn't about, at this stage of her life, to expose herself to yet another disappointment. And so I say all of this to say to you, I'm aware of the challenges, but I know who the people are. And I know that we have an ability to see what can be.
Oh, boy. Oh. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Okay. I love these stories. I love the little segues in the stories. Let me tell you a story about a little old black lady. I ran into this little black lady, and she didn't even want to open her door. People did not come to see her. But I did. I went to see her. And she opened her door, and she let me in. I was all exuberant, and I was all full. I wanted to get Barack Obama led, boy. And I went down to talk to this lady, and she had just death stare in her eye. I love how she tried to describe it in such a way that it was like she was a zombie. And what'd she say? Baby. I love how she described this lady. She has suffered the injustice, the indignity. She knows I'll give her she's 85 years old. She's certainly seen a lot, okay? But that old lady she is so much a relic, because in the time of Obama, black people haven't suffered jack. They haven't suffered jack. So, but she's telling us, and she has suffered disappointment after disappointment. I mean, they did not elect Jesse Jackson. They did not elect Al Sharpton. I mean, this woman has gone through the ringer. So, she says, this woman said, baby, they not going to let him be president. Little problem with the story, Kamala. They did. See, this is what cracks me up. She doesn't even understand where she's trying to go with her story. So Kamala Harris, I want to go back to the beginning. She says, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. The electability of a woman of color. Yeah, see, we've had a person of color. We've had a try at a woman. But we aren't even going to get a try to a woman of color. But here's what's most interesting. The black dude got it. The woman almost got it. And the black woman of color isn't going to get her shot, right? Who's not going to give her her shot? I keep coming back to this because I want to see if you guys are figuring it out. If you're using your powers of common sense, Democrats didn't give her a shot. Now, what would have happened had Kamala Harris gotten a nomination? Nobody was going to give her a shot. She wasn't going to make it. But it has nothing to do with her color or her gender. The same way, when Barack Obama made it, he won. And now let me go ahead and give the Democrats the really, really bad news. I hope you guys are paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Feel free to call. I'll kick your butts. 844-551-8255. Here's the really bad news. The person that made it, he made it bad. He made it bad for all of you. He made it bad for gays. He made it bad for blacks. He made it bad for women. He made it bad for Muslims. He made it bad for anti-Americans. He made it bad. If you got a D after your name, Barack Obama did you dirty.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.